Well, hello, hello, and welcome again to another episode of the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Genie, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Hey, guess what? It is a great week, big week. It's my birthday week. Ooh. And it's the week before launch. Last night, I asked my husband, I was like, hey, oh my God, are you excited for me? You know, next week, I'm announcing my podcast. I'm launching it. And he was like, yeah, of course. But I mean, I'm not quite sure what that means. What do you mean by launch? Like, and he didn't mean he knows what launch means. I'm not saying he's dumb. But he was just kind of like asking me, what are you going to do about it? Great question. Can I come back with the answer? And, you know, I'm only sharing this not to make it seem like I am all over the place, which, I mean, let's be real, I am, because doing all of this with a full-time job and life is hard. But that's okay, because we do what we got to do, and we do as much as we can, and then we just keep getting better, and we add in things as we go, right? Right. But I don't have a solid plan. I literally am planning to share things on social media, and it's a big deal to me, and I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but the fact that I'm going to press a share button to the public, I don't care how small the public is, because it's obviously just the people who follow me, it makes me want to barf in a good way, but also not in a great way. So yeah, so the rollout plan is going to be a little hodgepodge. It's going to be a little low budget, but it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And, you know, might be some TikTok videos, might be some fun things that I have yet to do that I plan on doing. I actually took the Friday off this week before my birthday just to kind of have time to do all these fun things and be able to focus. But yes, we are finally here. And I know I'm going to feel so much better once I launch because I did it. I've been talking about this, talking about the buildup, talking about the path, the journey, what it took to get here. And I'm going to do it. And it's been one of my top goals, well, obviously for a few years now, but mental health had other plans. But no, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, but you know what I'm saying here. Okay, she's going on. What I'm saying is once I launch, that's checking off one of my big goals for the year. And it's just really rewarding when you think about when you're planning towards something. It doesn't matter what it is. And especially something where you're like, okay, I do not have all the steps. I don't have A through Z in which tasks I have to do. And all I'm saying is, it is a very incredible, rewarding, fulfilled feeling knowing that I am at this point where I'm going to share something that for the longest time, I never knew possible. I never thought it was going to happen. I honestly doubted myself and didn't know if I had the strength to push through and pull through. So enough about that. I'm freaking pumped. I hope you are too. I better see you guys be sharing the podcast link. But yeah, I'm super pumped. So as I mentioned earlier, it is also my birthday week. I have no big plans. I'm turning 31. Woohoo! Yeah, 31. Nothing fun matches 31. Oh, that kind of went together, which is ironic. Nothing fun comes with 31. Ooh, that's funny. That's good. All right, guys. Nothing fun comes with 31. That's the new pop song. You know, Taylor Swift can do feeling 22. We're going to be like, nothing's fun at 31. Yeah, we'll make it like a jazz, like a little blues, you know, get some soul. We can all, you know, moan and groan about the age. Man, I don't have any plans. Honestly, this weekend I am planning on getting things together for the podcast, you know, get that social media together, get the plan, the rollout together, use my really cool new logo, which, oh my gosh, I did not even mention this earlier when I was, you know, talking about how I have nothing together. correction, I actually do have a really beautiful looking logo. Wow. Maybe that's the joke on me. Every episode, I'm just going to forget how to speak. So the logo, my friend, I work with her. She's a fabulous graphic designer. She helped create my official logo. And I'm sure nobody is going to doubt this, but would you believe when I tell you that I cried? I mean, they were happy tears, and yes, there's no talking around it. I definitely cried. It just was like very, it was just such a fun. It was just such a wonderful moment because she created exactly what my vision was. And it's really just more this thing that I had in my head, and to see it in real time, it was like a pinch me moment. You know what I mean? Like, that is going to be my logo. Like, it's going to be me. That's it. It was just a very, I don't even know how to explain it. I through the happy tears, I say, I don't even know how to describe what I'm feeling. It's all the good things, and I'm sorry. So, Aaron, I know you're listening. I apologize for any awkward feeling I may have made you feel on our call yesterday, but I know you loved it, and because you're an amazing person. But yeah, your girl's got a logo, so that's official. But yeah, back to the podcast. Birthday. My birthday is going to be about getting all that stuff together, the social media, the colors. And I know you guys can't wait to see said logo, but let me just tell you, it'll evoke emotion. But yeah, I just don't really care to celebrate and do something crazy for my birthday. I honestly drag my feet about it. And yeah, you just change priorities. You just care about different things. I care about seeing maybe some close friends, an intimate group, if you will. And then I care about doing this podcast. So that's enough about that. Woo, big Taurus energy. That BTE. BTE, big Taurus energy. Oh, anywho, so I thought this week's in between message mantra, what we all need to channel, is going to be about getting out of your comfort zone. Oh, why did you pick that? Well, why do you think? I'm just kidding. Because I'm about to post some social media things related to a podcast that your girl is doing. So we're all about getting out of our comfort zone, putting yourself out there. I had a really wonderful conversation with a good friend of mine this week, and we were just talking about different things, and she was sharing, you know, her feedback on the last episode and mental health and some of her struggles and things like that. And we were just talking, and I let her know, I was like, you know, starting is the hardest part. And I wonder if, I mean, I know there's so many reasons why starting is the hardest part, but it is a big part of being out of your comfort zone. Because if you're having resistance to starting something, I would assume it's because you are uncomfortable or you're nervous or you really care about what you're about to do. You care about the quality. You care about what its place in the world. So you're overthinking it probably. So getting out of your comfort zone is the first step to kind of combating that. Imposter syndrome, self-doubt, all of the things. Now, don't get me wrong, just because you start doesn't mean it freaking stops. If you haven't caught on yet with the podcast, it's something that's continual, but you just keep pushing through and it gets easier. I'll be completely transparent. I am so excited for next week. I got the jitters, I've got the self-doubt, I've got the excitement, I've got the butterflies in my belly, but also, you know, the agonizing stress cramps in my belly. I don't have a social media plan in terms of like, oh, I'm going to post this and schedule this on this time and this time. I'm going to make this post. Yeah, I'm going to figure a little bit out, but I don't have a whole rollout. You know, I said I was going to launch it on the 16th, and then I realized, why did I say on a Monday? Because Jesus, when the hell have I ever had an episode come out on a Monday? So now I'm like, maybe it's going to be a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Don't worry, it's going to be next week. I'm not going to keep postponing it. But hey, that's okay. That's okay. Do I feel like a phony? Actually, no, I don't. The imposter syndrome did not get triggered by that. And by me saying that out loud, don't you dare anxiety get triggered by that now. Oh, deep breath. But jokes aside, it's okay. We don't have to have it all figured out. I was talking to somebody in one of the podcast groups I'm in, and they were like, oh, interesting approach. You're doing a soft launch. You know, you've been releasing a few episodes and not really blasting it. And I'm like, I mean, interesting approach or not, it really was just for me because I wanted to get comfortable. I wanted to get better. And not about like making it perfect before I launch, because it's definitely not. But it was for me. Interesting approach. Okay, fine, whatever. So do what's right for you. And maybe it's an interesting approach or not, but it works. It freaking works. Another thing about getting out of your comfort zone is about going after things that may terrify you. I do not mean, you know, if you're terrified of heights, you need to go get at the top of a skyscraper in, I don't know, Dubai, because they got some crazy ass architecture out there, and you're going to go skydiving. I mean, hey, if that's how you want to live your life on the edge, do it. I by no means will ever do that because I'm terrified of heights. But hey, getting yourself out of your comfort zone typically means it's going to be something that terrifies you. Getting out of your comfort zone could be speaking up at work. Maybe you decide to say, hey, I'll lead that presentation. A lot of people are uncomfortable by public speaking or presenting, you know, to a five-person audience, to a 50-person audience, to a 500-person audience. Get out of your comfort zone. Go after something that terrifies you. Another thing that I want to say, I have an idea. Well, I'm going to give you Liz's tips for getting out of your comfort zone. Or maybe not tips, but three things to think of when you are trying to get out of your comfort zone, when you're trying to combat getting out of your comfort zone. So one, typically getting out of your comfort zone means you're going after something that terrifies you. Just go ahead and accept it. If you're terrified, you know what? Check mark. That looks good. And also, I would assume this goes without saying, but I just feel like I need to make sure this is known. But obviously, I am not talking about anything illegal. If you are thinking, you know what, I want to get out of my comfort zone and I want to go do some horrible things to some horrible people, or not even just horrible people, any kind of people, horrible or not. No, I do not condone that. Nope, nope, nope. So just want to make sure that's known. I'm not condoning any kind of like bad behavior. I'm not trying to incite anything. I am just saying, if you're scared of heights and you want to test the limits, jumping out of a plane might be something to get out of your comfort zone. If you're scared of public speaking, maybe presenting something to your team is something to get out of your comfort zone. Just want to make sure we know the line there, people. Okay. Another thing is don't be afraid to question. Don't be afraid to learn. What does that mean by getting out of your comfort zone? Well, it kind of goes with speaking up. It goes with not just accepting everything that's said to you. Now, I don't mean you just need to go and spout off and combat everything that comes your way, but I'm not afraid to speak up. Yes, there is a time and a place, and that is on you to read the lines and know when it's appropriate. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. That path may have a few hurdles where you do speak out of turn, or I know we hate doing it, but sometimes it's inevitable. You know, we put our foot in our mouth. We speak out of our butt. You know what I'm saying? So understand, like, when I say don't be afraid to question, don't be afraid to learn, you are going to be putting yourself out there, especially if you are questioning somebody or, you know, putting in your own two cents on a project or a situation. It may not go well, but remember, failure is experience, and experience gives you success. So you just tread the water, you learn, you take the feedback, you read the room, you keep that self-awareness that I'm always talking about, and you go on. So don't be afraid to question. Don't be afraid to speak up. Change does not only happen at a certain age range. Change does not happen at a certain salary income. Change happens when something's not right and someone notices it and says something. That is Bible. Thanks. But on the flip side of that, don't be afraid to learn. Don't be afraid to, you know, be wrong. Don't be afraid to hear feedback and say, well, that was a great opinion, but have you thought about it from this angle? Because there's always different perspectives. So yes, be brave to speak up and question, but also be humble and open to learning. I am always reading, all right? I'm always reading a book because that's how I learn. Now, don't think that I think, oh, I'm going to read a medical book and I'm going to go, you know, do brain surgery tomorrow. That is not what I mean by getting out of your comfort zone. That is insane. And I can't handle blood, so I'm not even going to try that. But learning tools, reading books about habits or time management or coding or starting a business or self-help, I mean, any kind of book like that, yes. That helps me learn, that helps me grow, that gives me confidence and knowledge. And then, you know, I learn from other people, I learn from observing, and then I learn from speaking up. So learning and educating are very important. And then the third thing that I want to say, my little tip, my little tidbit, my third Lizdom, if you will. God, why does this idea come to me when I am halfway through the dang episode? Yes, Lizdom. The third Lizdom is don't be afraid to go after something that you're not 100% qualified for. I'm sure we've seen it on social media posts. Maybe we've read books about it. Maybe you've heard it from a recruiter or, you know, from a boss or from your college professor, maybe in high school when you were talking to a counselor about what path you were going to take and what degree you were going to go after. Don't be afraid to go after something you're not 100% qualified for. Now, before we go down this road, I just want to say, again, let's go back to the brain surgeon example. I am not saying, ooh, you know what? Brain surgeons make a lot of money. I've watched a few YouTube videos. Let me go for it. One, I doubt you're going to get very far without, you know, a medical degree. But I hope we all understand that is not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, ooh, I have no experience cutting down trees, but here is a director of tree cutting. That might be fun. I like trees in nature. Nope, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, let's say you see, we'll talk about in job terms. You see a role and you meet most of the criteria, but maybe there is some experience with certain applications, or like, I can only speak to marketing because I am in marketing. So you are seeing jobs that have analytical tools that you don't have experience with. But God, you hit every other bracket, that every box that they're looking for. Go after it. Why? Because one, who's to say that all the other things that you're qualified for, you can't sell yourself to win? Two, remember I talked about the whole being open to learning, being open to questioning, learning a new thing. Jobs are not just one size fits all. There's flexibility. You can be a great candidate and have all these raw skills. Maybe you don't have the hard skills of this analytical tools that they're looking for, but you have everything else they're looking at. Go for it. I had a really good friend recently have a badass interview. It was a job. She was like, you know what? I am like 90% qualified for this. I'm a little insecure about these pieces of it, but I really think I could do this. And I know I'm a quick learner and I know I can handle it. She went after it. Badass interview. She was completely transparent about the lack of experience in the certain tool that they were looking for. But then she sold herself on everything else. And do you know what they told her? Well, you know, and I want you to know, this job description, it said, like, it was like hands-on experience with this, 2 to 5 years, you know, all the crazy, or not crazy, excuse me, all the things that make us go, oop, I'm not qualified, I'm going to turn my nose. They said in the interview, well, you know, those things can be learned, especially as you say, like, you're a quick learner. And that's not necessarily the make or break, because what we're really looking for are these core skills and attributes of the person. Wow. So it was in her salary range, had all her check boxes. And if she hadn't put herself out there and like held herself back because she questioned whether or not, I'm not 100% qualified based on this job posting, she wouldn't have had the badass interview and she wouldn't be going into final stages. That's incredible. Go after anything you're not 100% qualified for. Yeah, I know that sometimes we got to hustle, we got to network, you know, to make ourselves stand out. But guess what? Even if you were 100% qualified for it, you'd still have to do that. So we're done living in the shadows and we're going after everything that we deserve and that we are capable of achieving. You are the only one that knows what you're capable of. When you start to think about that and the first thoughts that come into your head are, well, I'm not, tell them to shut up because you are. So any negative, tune it out and really think about the core of yourself because you can freaking do it. So what are we doing here about getting out of our comfort zone? We're going after things that terrify us, that scare us. We're going to not be afraid to speak up and question, but we're also not going to be afraid to be receptive to learn, to be educated. And then we're going to go after everything and anything, even if we're not 100% qualified for it. Because if it drives us, if it excites us, if it inflames our soul, by God, you better go after it. Because that is what life's about. It's about that chase. I'm not going to say it's the hustle. And it's the chase of, gosh, not to be cheesy, but it's the chase of those dreams. It's the chase of that ambition. Do not let that slip aside. Remember, the hardest part is always starting. I think I may have already said this quote at some point in the podcast, but I just think it's so fun. But to quote a fine piece of American cinema, where we're going, we don't need roads. The path we're making is being made while we're walking it. And that's okay. We're not going to be afraid of it. We're going to get out of our comfort zone and know that even though it's dark and I don't quite see what's ahead, it's not about the light not being at the end of the tunnel. It's about, okay, I am trudging through the jungle. I am forging this path. But there is going to be some freaking pot of gold at the end. I don't know what I'm going to face on the way, but there is nothing but success and reward and fulfillment at the end of that. Hell yeah. Let me get a hell yeah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please go like, subscribe, follow, rate, review, share, all the things. Do all the things on all the podcasts, the directories, you know, Apple, Spotify, Google. You know what I'm talking about. And check your girl out on Instagram at in.betweenpod. And then on TikTok at the In Between Podcast. We're going to have some fun content coming up in the next week. And yeah, we all know what's coming up. Big launch. Ooh, ooh. Anywho, thank you so much. And we'll see you next time. I'm Elizabeth Cheney, and this is the In Between Podcast. See ya.